Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to Laws of Life Court TV, presented by Justice Ministries International on Bradion.tv. This is the only forum wherein individuals, groups, even nations can bring a controversy and receive a decision based upon one or more laws of life. We define a law of life as being an absolute divine truth that governs the consequences of our actions. Everything we do and everything that we say activates one or more laws of life, either in a positive or in a negative way. Hosea 4:6 in part says to us, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." I submit to you one major area of lack of knowledge is as it relates to these laws of life. Stay logged on. You cannot afford to miss this program.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrightionMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrightionMetals.com.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border, who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Oftentimes on Laws of Life Court TV, we bring you a clip of a case that came before the court. We're going to do something similar today. We're going to bring you this clip and see if we can extract from it the laws of life that are embedded therein. May we have the clip, please?
Please stand. The Laws of Life Court is in session. Judge Fred Mosey presiding.
Please be seated. The Laws of Life Court is based upon biblical principles. And for that reason, we always open this court with prayer. May we pray. Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. Dear God, thanking you for another day, thanking you for Laws of Life Court TV. And Father, we just come to minister to as many as we can through Laws of Life Court TV. So we just ask, dear God, that you give us the wisdom, the understanding that we need in order to project that which you would have to be projected through this program. So Father, we receive your blessings, your anointing, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Reverend Thorne, would you affirm the parties, please?
Please raise your right hand. Do you affirm that your nay will be nay and your yea will be yea?
Yes.
Please raise your right hand. Do you affirm that your yea will be yea and your nay will be nay?
I do.
Now, will the parties state their name for the record? You, sir?
Yes, my name is Jonathan Davis.
And you are the complainant, is that correct?
That is correct.
And your name, ma'am?
Cherie Bradley.
And you are the respondent, is that likewise correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And your names have been stated for the record at this time, but I just want to make certain that each of you understand that Laws of Life Court TV is not similar or in any ways done or conducted the way secular TV, court TV programs are. And the differentiation between the two is that Laws of Life Court TV is based upon the Word of God. And we use as a foundational scripture 1 Corinthians 6, 1 through 3. Their enemy, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust, and not before the saints. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know you not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? This is what Laws of Life Court TV is about, allowing believers and even non-believers to have a forum by which they can bring their controversies and have those controversies resolved based upon the Word of God. That being said, Mr. Davis, I wish to state your case.
Yes, Your Honor. The reason why we're here today is because the defendant, Cherie Bradley, about a year ago, wrote a song entitled My Angel. The song in question, I spent many hours, many sessions with Ms. Bradley to come up with the writing for that song. And of course, it was recorded last year. And she failed to include me as a co-writer or a part writer to that song. And now she's reaping the benefits of that song. And I want my money.
Now, Mr. Davis, you indicated that she wrote the song. Now, when you say she wrote the song, are you indicating that it was her doing and you had a minor participation with respect to this product, or was it more than minor participation?
Your Honor, due to the time constraints, okay, it was a song that we wrote. She was the singer on the album, so it was her. It's her song in that right. But as far as writing the song, we together spent many hours working on it. So I think that my name should have been included once it was recorded as part writer of the song.
Now, when you said many hours, are we talking about days, weeks, months, years?
Yes, sir. We were talking about different sessions, and these sessions occurred every week for about 3 months.
Now, I am correct in assuming that you are a believer. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And for how long?
I've been a believer for my entire life.
Okay. Ms. Bradley, I'm going to ask you the same question. Are you a believer?
Yes, sir, I am.
And for how long?
4 years.
Do the two of you attend the same assembly or different assemblies? Or do you attend an assembly at all?
No, we do not attend the same assembly.
Okay. And how long have the two of you known one another?
About 6 years.
Was there any kind of written agreement between the two of you with respect to this song?
No, Your Honor.
There was. And why is that? Mr. Davis?
Your Honor, at the time, we were getting right down to business. The last thing that was on our minds at that point was a written document. However, she can attest to the fact that many hours that we spent together in the studio writing that song. So it is truth, be it though that it was not written down, was just an oversight, but we did write that song, My Angel, together.
Ms. Bradley, all these hours that you and Mr. Davis spent together on this project, how much time, if any, was spent with the two of you praying?
Well, Your Honor, probably
did
not
enough. Did you pray at all?
We did pray, but obviously not enough.
Mr. Davis, how do you respond to that? Was there any prayer involved? Did you lay a foundation with respect to prayer as it related to this project? Or were you dealing with it strictly in the natural?
I will agree with the defendant in this case. Maybe we did not pray enough. It was obviously our goal, being that we are both believers, that the song was written with the respect to the fact that we believe in the God. Therefore, we should have prayed a little bit more. I do admit to that.
Ms. Bradley, I have not heard your retort to Mr. Davis's complaint. So how do you respond to what he's had to say with respect to the fact all these hours were spent together working on this project, and that you have taken full benefit of it and have not included him at all? How do you respond to that?
Well, according to Jonathan, he's just completely contradicting himself in every statement. Yes, we did spend time together in the studio. This song I wrote, it came to me in the supernatural. I played all of the instruments in the song. I sang the song and I wrote the lyrics to the song. Just the mere presence of Jonathan being in the studio doesn't entitle him any rights to something that came to me from as one of my gifts and talents to bring to the rest of the world. I don't see how he can lay claim to that.
So about how much time would you say that he spent with you just being there? What did he do other than just be there?
He came in, I would say, oh, listen to this piece, or what do you think about this? And he would give me his opinion. But, you know, it was just a few hours.
Was
I spent a whole year on this song.
Was it a professional opinion that he gave to you?
More as a friend. He does have a good ear for music, and I respect, you know, his opinion very much so.
Now, I'm assuming that this product was copyrighted?
Yes. And I copyrighted the song.
You copyrighted.
I did.
Now, Mr. Davis, what do you have to say with respect to that?
Well, sir, I think it a little bit strange that I would dedicate time on more than one occasion to come and sit in the studio and not participate or take part in it in any type of way. Now, though we may not have a written statement proving that I participated in writing this song, I believe it's clear that I wasn't just there on more than one occasion sitting there doing nothing.
Have the two of you collaborated on any other work?
No.
At all. Now, how long again have you said you've known Mr. Davis?
About 6 years.
Now, there's a term that's referred to as character, and there's another one referred to as reputation. And for the length of time that you have known Mr. Davis, what is his reputation with respect to being fair, being honest, being trustworthy, or believable? Because the difference between character and reputation, character, you know, reputation is what people say about you, who they say you are. Character is who you are. Now, what, if anything, had you come to learn about Mr. Davis? And Mr. Davis, I want to ask you the same question. What, if anything, over the years had you come to learn about Ms. Bradley? Because the two of you became yoked up. And the word says we're not to be unequally yoked. And you know, believers can be unequally yoked in a particular situation. So I'm going to present this question to you, Mr. Davis, and I'll come back. Ms. Bradley, how long had you known?
Sir, as she stated, we've known each other for 6 years.
What is her reputation for being fair, honest, and decent, and all of that?
Up until the time that we were sat down and together we came up with this song.
Were there any warning signs along the way that Ms. Bradley did not consider you to be an integral part of this project?
Absolutely not. I could not have foreseen it coming if it was right in front of my face. She seemed to be very fair, very, very dedicated to the task, things that she was working on, up until the time that we got together and said that we were going to write the song. And then basically her true colors came out. And she showed that she did not want to basically share any of her rights or to any of her royalties on the song that we sat down and wrote together.
Now, Mr. Davis, there's a law of foreseeability, and it basically says a prudent man, of course referring to man or woman, foreseeth the evil and avoids it. So you're saying to me that throughout all these hours, all this time that you spent, there was nothing at all to indicate to you that there was going to be a problem when the money started to flow?
Absolutely not, sir. With respect to it being her album, I understood that it was going to be her her name on this CD once it came out. However, I did not foresee that she was going to fail to include my name as part writer of the song titled My Angel.
Ms. Bradley, how do you respond to that? Did you foresee a problem as it relates to Mr. Davis? You mentioned you have known him for a number of years, is that correct?
6 years.
Did you have any impression that he expected to be made an integral part or at least be remunerated in some way or another based upon his contribution, if that contribution was nothing more than to be there and to encourage you and whatever else, as opposed to what he's saying that you did, he did?
No, I respect Mr. Davis and everything that we've shared together throughout the years. We've become really good friends. And I did write an entire album. There are 12 songs plus a bonus track, makes 13 songs. But somehow he only helps me on one. It doesn't even make sense logically. And honestly, I think that, you know, toward the end of writing this song, we became very close. And Mr. Davis wanted to take our relationship further. I didn't want to. And I think now that this is his way of coming back and trying to, you know, pay me back because I didn't want to continue our relationship any further than friends.
Now, I'm sure you heard that, Mr. Davis, that Ms. Bradley is saying that there was another component to this, aside from the business component of it. How, if at all, do you respond to that?
I think it's very easy to throw that in this session, Your Honor, as a sort of a plea bargain, plea for help to side in her favor. Because if it was really an issue of relationship or relationship pursuit, would I really go after one song, or would I really try to say that I helped you with the rest of the album too?
He can't judge what you would do.
Logically, but I'm only.
Have the two of you ever been, although this is not necessarily relevant to the issue of the case, have the two of you gone out on a basis other than just strictly social?
No, sir.
No, Your Honor.
You have not. Okay. Now, let's get into the area of respective gifts. Mr. Davis, what do you perceive to be the gifts, these gifts that God has given to you, the talents or the special abilities? Do you consider yourself as having it?
Absolutely do, sir.
And what are they?
I do have a really, really good ear of hearing. Obviously have had many experiences in the area of music, in the area of production, and being able to put together an album. I've had many experiences of such nature, and I've actually written a few songs myself.
Okay, Ms. Bradley, what are your gifts, special abilities, and talents? And there's a reason I'm asking this question. Because there's scripture that says, your gift will make room for you, and it will bring you before great men. And once an individual, a believer, comes to understand that, they know, even if they may have been defrauded, that gift is always in operation in their lives, and that gift will open doors for them. Knowing that, then they oftentimes can suffer on, because they know that their gift is going to open some additional doors, and eventually they're going to come out farther ahead than being at odds, especially with another believer. That's why I'm asking the question concerning the gift. Yes, you. I think you were speaking, Ms. Bradley.
Yes, I have no doubt that my gift from God is through song, is to interpret life through song, and lessons through song and music, and share it with the rest of the world. So hopefully they can see the way that God allows me to see.
Now, have either of you considered what we refer to as the law of kinds, K-I-N-D-S, that everything produces after its own kind? Ms. Bradley, have you given any thought to the fact that if you are not being fair to Mr. Davis, that there will come a point in time that the law of kinds will come into effect, and the same thing, the law of kinds and the law of subordinate reason work very closely together, that the very same thing that you may have done or may be doing to Mr. Davis, that that same thing will come back to you. But it's going to come back under the law of measure. The more you put out there, the more that's going to come back. The later you put it out there, the longer it's going to come back. But it has a way of coming back. You know, the world refers to it as what goes around comes around. Mm-hmm. The world refers to it as reciprocity. We refer to it as a law of sowing and reaping, which is an absolute. Have each of you given some thought to that? Because, Mr. Davis, if you're operating in a way that you should not, you're planting negative seeds. Ms. Bradley, if you are, you're planting negative seeds. And what can you get if you plant negative seeds? You can't get anything but a negative harvest. Yes.
Your Honor, I'd just like to say, at no point did I discount the gift, the talent that Ms. Bradley has. But I'd like to think in terms of the Bible. Since I've been a believer all of my life, the Bible says that you should give credit where credit is due. And the Bible also says, if you know to do good and you don't do it, to God it's sin. And really, my goal here today is to get the credit that I believe I deserve on the song that we wrote together. That is the only purpose I'm here. However, again, as I said, I'm not discounting that she's a talented singer.
Let's go to the law of faith. Without faith, it is impossible, Hebrews 11:6, to please God. Now, Mr. David, do you consider yourself as operating in faith?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Bradley, do you consider yourself as operating in faith?
Yes, Your Honor, okay. I do.
Well, let me ask this. If each of you consider yourselves as operating in faith, do you perceive that your faith is sufficient to bring forth everything that you think that you may have lost in this matter, and that it does not have to come from Ms. Bradley?
Sir, I do
yes
believe
or no?
that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ms. Bradley, do you perceive that if you were to share a portion of the proceeds from this project with Mr. Davis, that whatever you may have given him, even though it is your impression that he was not entitled to it, do you perceive then that your faith being applied to the situation can bring back as much, even more than you would have had if you relinquished part of it to Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Because the word says, the just shall live by what?
Faith.
By faith.
The laws of life. As we've said on so many occasions, there is at least one law of life embedded in every fact situation. It does not matter what that fact situation might be. There's at least one or more laws of life embedded therein. So what we're endeavoring to do at Laws of Life Court and through the Laws of Life teaching series is to make you aware of these laws of life and how they're actively involved in our daily lives. Now, there were about 8 or 10 laws of life touched upon in this particular matter that came before the court. The law of prayer, the law of agreement, the law of character and reputation, the law of notice and warning, the law of foreseeability, the law of the gift, the law of kinds, the law of faith. And what we're endeavoring, as I mentioned before, to do here is to cause you, the viewing audience, to become so familiar with these laws of life and how they operate that you will be able to look at any given situation and draw those laws of life from that situation. You'll be able to read a newspaper article and you'll see the laws of life embedded therein. You'll be able to go to a movie and likewise pull from that movie the laws of life that are embedded therein. You'll be able to walk up and down the street in your area and you'll observe certain activity and it will be obvious to you the laws of life that have been activated in that particular matter. You'll be able to look back over your life and see laws of life at work in every stage of your life. The Spirit of God has revealed to us some 50 laws of life. We only touched upon a few of them in the clip today. And what we're doing on Sundays in our program, we invite you to join us, is that we're going into in-depth teaching as it relates to each of these laws of life. We did not finish the entire case that came before the court today. We may continue it in our next session on next Tuesday at 11 o'clock on Brighteon TV. So we invite you to join us, learn more about these laws of life, because you are going to need to know how they impact your life. Be with us next time, and always remember, our God reigns.